Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend. Oh, I want to get away. Fly away. Yeah.
Want to get away?
It's travel time. This week in travel, courtesy of our friend Pauline Frommer. Yes, that name is the name that is so significant in travel circles around our country and around the world. Frommer's travel guide has been published for years and years and years. You can find it at frommers.com. So Pauline's going to bring us through traveling around America and some of the locations maybe you can find. I found quite a good deal going to London in a couple of weeks. The prices going to Europe have dropped significantly. Is it the same going to Asia? We'll find out in a moment here.
Think Green with Harrison.
Harrison with you. High up in the mountains of Utah, we met with Robert Redford, who's showcasing his Sundance channel to educate about global warming.
And now we're looking at an issue like global warming, for which there is now measurable data.
And what's really going to make this issue work before it's too late are the people that see the issue presented to them. It's certainly not the federal government who's ignoring it at great pain and cost to the country. It's going to be the people, when they get the information, that are going to get active.
If we all act now, all over the planet, it really can get better, right?
Maybe if we all come together and act.
Even the networks now are realigning to get the message out. Must be something to it. From the Greeniverse, this is Harrison.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
55 past the hour now as we talk travel with Pauline Frommer from frommers.com. The things I'm looking at, your fall foliage guide, actually, at frommers.com, the New York City appeal. I don't know. I say this lovingly. I'm thinking you're a New Yorker. Why would anybody want to go to New York in the fall? Christmas, I get, and other, but there's no tree unless you go to, yeah, I suppose you go down to the park.
Have you heard of my backyard called Central Park?
Okay, so Central yeah, but you can see, spend the same dough and see a lot more leaf peeping if you go northern to New England.
This year is going to be rough for fall foliage. We have drought conditions here in New England, and that means that it's going to be very, very brilliant in the small patches where you actually see colors, but there's going to be less trees that are going to turn. A lot of them are just going to go from green to dried up and brown. Yeah. So this may not be the best year for fall foliage, and New York City, to be fair, has more green spaces, by which I mean parks, than any other city in the United States.
And more and more people are growing gardens on their roof too, Pauline. I forgot about that.
Yep.
These people
with gardens. We have one on mine. I'm living in New York City. I can go out to my roof, get a garden. But when you do a fall foliage vacation, you want to plan a trip that isn't just going to be leaves, especially this year because the leaves are going to be spotty. So you want to go to a place where there's history, where there's maybe cider making, where there's fun things to see and do beyond the leaves.
Yeah, that is fun. The cider trips are fun. It does explore great parts of the Northeast if you can do this, and sometimes the upper Midwest as well. All right, let's move to, as we get into October, there are a number of Oktoberfest traditions and locations. Where are the best Oktoberfest festivals? Do you have an opinion on that?
Actually, Oktoberfest is traditionally celebrated in September, at least in Germany.
Yeah.
So you missed it.
Yeah.
But actually, in the U.S., we're not that traditional. So you can go to places like New Braunfels, Texas, which has one of the biggest Oktoberfests in the United States, believe it or not, because they have a huge German immigrant population.
Yeah.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
I think you're right about that. That's what I've heard.
Even Oktoberfest.
Right. So, and now people, as much as I want to wash my mouth out with soap when I say this, there are a lot of ski packages being promoted now for the wintertime. I'm going to not say any more and let you tell us the resorts where people can make good reservations this early.
Well, you can make good reservations this early pretty much anywhere because nobody knows what the skiing is going to be like yet. You know, there's no snow. And last winter was a pretty, not a
bleak.
Great season. So,
yeah, it was.
Yeah, bleak. So, I mean, to be fair to the ski resorts, they've gotten a lot better at making snow.
Yes.
So go to a site like skitopia.com or Liftopia, sorry. They often have really great lift ticket discounts on ski resorts around the country, but I'd say wait, because what's the fun of a ski vacation without snow?
That's a good point. Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.